the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program. Good job. 129.40. Just pop that into the note here. Yeah, it's crazy, man. What a story, these mayors. Like, what are we talking about, bro? Open your home. Why?
Another thing is,
like in Hamilton's case, the pamphlet that I shared with all you guys and tweeted. So if you want to look at it, my Twitter feed has it. It's got to be in the last like five tweets. It's about ensuring that affordable housing returns. The housing is not necessarily going to be affordable if I sell it. I ain't selling it for nothing. What are you going to do? You're going to tell me what I can sell it for too? Is that the next step? I'll just leave that bitch for sale for a fucking decade for $1.5 million if that's what it takes. I'm not giving you any fucking money and I'm not selling it for cheap. These people don't understand. It's like a slow creep toward communism. And by the way, I'm not the only person saying that. Like the guys who are much more level-headed, much more experienced than me, specifically Keith Dicker on Looney Hour, says this all the time, much to the surprise of his two co-hosts, that we're sliding to communism and socialism in Canada. And it's clear this is the direction we're going. So I think this is completely fucking insane, man. I don't know what the fuck is going on in some of these places.
And the fact that they travel, you know, all this talk about the world is getting warmer, climate change, it's climate, what is it? It's boiling outside. Literally, they're saying it's boiling.
It's boiling.
And then you hop on a plane and you go to Italy for it's, and by the way, it is warm over there right now. It makes no sense. I understand why they're doing it. It's a trip, right? It's a fucking trip. But you know, like they're not going to say that. But we all know what's going on. It's just an opportunity to go and enjoy things over there. And nothing is going to come out from this that's going to be beneficial. You might make some small trade agreement, but it's not going to be able to turn the ship around. It's absolute fucking bullshit. And people have to call them out for what it is, because you know what? Yeah. If not, they'll just continually do this and get voted in and, you know.
But they just don't. They no one cares because they don't have time, right? And I think we talked about that a lot. I don't want to rehash it now. They just don't have time. Hey, have you thought about buying Remnant 2? Have you heard of this? Anyone in the chat heard of this game, Remnant 2? I'm a little disappointed with the Diablo post game, the end game.
And, you finished it?
I mean, I didn't finish it. It's just that it's kind of, it's boring, honestly. Like the season.
Diablo
season
is boring?
One, a little bit. I mean, in retrospect, Diablo 3 wasn't really, really good until the expansion came out like a year after the release. But I do kind of want to buy Remnant 2. It looks like a nice mix of like Elden Ring and I don't know what's another game. Gears of War, maybe Outriders.
God of War?
Nah, Gears of War, not God of War. It's like a third-person shooter.
Isn't that a Microsoft game, Gears of War?
Yeah, it's like a mix of the two. I don't know. To Mike's point in the chat, I don't have time for games, to be honest with you. I neglect my wife most of the time, which I shouldn't probably do. But what can I say? She likes to read, so I don't mind doing the video game thing and listening to podcasts. That's when I listen to podcasts too. Like I never just sit down and listen to a podcast. I usually have something else going on when I'm doing that. You probably are the same, Maitland. I can't imagine you just sitting around listening to stuff. You're a busy guy too.
Yeah, very much so. But I don't listen to anything when I play a game. I'm focused on the game itself, because if I have anything playing in the background, it will just go in one ear and out the other. I won't retain anything, which mm-hmm. is I just don't have the
ability to do that. When you do your research for the show, do you read or do you listen? Are you a reader or are you a listener?
99% a reader.
Really?
I've almost stopped listening to podcasts altogether. I can't, aside from Patrick Beth David show and the odd Your Life, Your Terms, I don't listen to anything else.
PVD was good last week with Wiener and who's the other guy he had on? He had on, Cuomo. I really liked Cuomo. I thought Cuomo came off as a really sharp guy, genuine guy.
I the part when he went off with Wiener when they went head to head. That was awesome. Some 20 minutes of or 15 minutes of
it was great. It was, he's reading the names. I love when Wiener did get him a little bit though. He's like, what website is that on? Read the website. What was the website called? It was like,
I forget. And he was trashing it, but like
insane news website.
But come on, who cares if it's an insane news website? If it's legitimate information, the source is meaningless.
I think you're right. I think those names do carry some weight. I think a lot of people feel that way. He's right. And he's like, yeah, don't tell me. I'm defending the names. You're such a politician. You know what? You're a great politician. You know what?
And that happened. You're going
to be like this as soon as you walked in.
Just before that, the cook drowned. He drowned shortly thereafter.
Obama. Yeah.
But he was not just the Obama. He had some connection also with the Clintons, with Bush and Obama. So three different presidents consecutively. So again, it looks kind of strange, you know. I don't want to get too much into this, but you know, he was drilling Wiener about all this, and then this comes out a few days after that. It just adds fuel to the fire that there may be some shenanigans going on behind the scenes that we'll really never know. And yeah, anything going on with RFK these days? I haven't been following him.
Marty did a space with him. I don't know, last week, I guess, or. No, maybe it was this morning. Could have actually been this morning. I was watching him in tour this afternoon, and he said that he just came from a space with RFK. So maybe this morning or yesterday they did it. I haven't listened to it yet. I know everything I need to know about RFK. I think his positions on stuff that I care about, great. I'm not an American. Obviously, I don't even vote in that election. I just like to stay up on things for this show and for other stuff that we do. But I want to know more about Vivek. And I need, honestly, Len, I need to see Trump and DeSantis do some of these things too. Some of these, you know, I don't want to say unprepared, but potentially unpredictable interviews, right? Like no one's doing this stuff that Vivek and RFK are doing. When is Trump going to go on the All In podcast, for example? Like, where's that episode? You know, he should do that. DeSantis should do that too. Biden should do that. He will never, but he should be able to go half an hour or 40 minutes with those guys, I think. And just, you know, it seems to me that they're all going to refuse. So
when DeSantis is the first debate for the Republicans? Oh, fuck. It
can't be for another 3-4 months. Got to be in the fall, right? I would guess it's in the fall.
Why does it have to be that long? Because they have to have somebody in place in early 2023, right? Like, I remember when Trump announced, didn't he announce in the summer of 2015, he came down the stairs before and did that announcement. And then
he did that this year. He did this time too, right? He announced last year. First Republican debate draws near. Oh, less than a month ago. So it's in September.
So there you go. That's going to be awesome.
When did this come out?
That's going to be awesome to see them all on stage and to see Trump try to mold them all down. He's an absolute bulldozer when he's in that environment.
The first Republican debate. Excuse me, I'm exhausted. The first Republican debate is the 23rd of August.
So there you go. It's coming up less than a month away.
Who can we get on? We got to get SB.
Buddy, that's on a Wednesday.
GC, SB, the live stream, debate live stream. What are you going to be looking for? No one will listen to
that. What episode. Time
It'll
is it?
Worst performing episode of all time. Probably 8 o'clock. 7 or 8 o'clock.
Because we have a guest coming on the 23rd. I'm kind of trying to see who it is. Mark Sinclair from, CoinShack.
CoinShack. We like Mark. We can't bump Mark. We could bump Mark by a day. Maybe we could. It's 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern at the Fiserv Forum. Where's Fiserv? Is that the one that's no, it's not a stadium, obviously. Let's see who's on this list here. DeSantis, Trump, Vivek, Nikki Haley. That's an underdog. Tim Scott, Chris Christie, Doug Burgum.
Chris Christie's doing it.
Yeah, he's already qualified. Listen to this name. Listen to these guys. Larry Elder, Will Hurd, Suarez, Asa Hutchinson, and Mike Pence.
Suarez threw his name in there too?
Yeah, it looks like it. Still working to qualify. What is he trying to gain? I don't know.
You know what I mean?
He's running White House coin.
Like, I don't understand. What's his end game here?
I don't know.
I don't know. The whole DeSantis thing, he's been underwhelming on the campaign trail. It's too bad because
on the All In podcast, Len Chamath made a great point that DeSantis is impressive the first time you meet him, and the more time you spend with him, he's less and less impressive. And it seems like the media and general public feel the same way.
That's an interesting analogy. I can't really add anything to that. Whatever.
Did you see the the clip of him talking to somebody about how much sugar was in their drink. I hear that's really funny, but I haven't watched it yet.
No.
Damn. I gotta watch it.
You listen to, you still listen to Chamath?
The All In podcast is a good podcast. I think it's well balanced. And I think at the very least, even though I barely agree with anything they say, honestly, I use that show to lead me on like a rabbit hole on Saturday morning. Usually I'm having a coffee at my computer, and if like I can see in the chapters what they talked about, and I'm like, oh, this could be good. I'll dive in.
I don't know.
Go do the research somewhere else.
Isn't Twitter just enough? I find that and Noster is sufficient to get just about anything. There's,
I don't know.
If you follow the right people and the algorithm is favorable for you on Twitter, it's good. It's good enough. And that's where I get most of my research is from those two sources.
I like more Twitter. I like Twitter. Yeah, Noster I don't ever go on. Maybe I should start doing research in our Discord. How many people are in our Discord now?
120, I'm guessing. And if you're on the audio, you're not in our Discord. What are you doing, man or gal?
It's closer to 140.
There you go. That's growing.
Pretty good.
See, nice. That's in a very short period of time. That's the results we deliver.
I can finally start monetizing my nudes.
Do it. Whatever, my pocketbooks, I'm good with that. Yeah, because I definitely just want to get enough Bitcoin that I could just pick up and leave to El Salvador before they start selling those Volcano bonds or Volcano tokens and then start enjoying life over there. That's whole Volcano token thing, man. It's like the first chink in the armor for that guy. And I talk about Bukele, but I tagged Jaime about that, but he never replied back.
He's busy, probably. I bet you he's got something to say about it. I'd be curious what his
for sure. Is. He's gonna be coming on our show in the next few months. He's already pre-booked. Yeah, I think November. So he'll be coming on our show because there's going to be the election is upcoming for El Salvador, and for Bukele to run again, there has to be some hoops that he has to jump over.
He's gonna change some laws, right? Is that right?
Yeah. So Jaime is going to be available to talk about all this because I'm not familiar with it, and I doubt you are as well. But he knows the ins and outs. He read the Constitution, for God's sake.
Yeah, he hung out with his old man on a Sunday morning and read the El Salvador Constitution. My idea of a good time.
Good Sunday morning reading.
My idea of a good time. Anyway, let's get out of here. God bless everyone. Thanks for coming. I already forget the guy's name for Wednesday.
Mark
Moreno and Mario Gibney this week. Tune in. Till then, take care of yourselves and be good.
Yeah, take care, PV, and don't be a cuck.